take advantage. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And Ron, you were talking about some new street projects that you were planning for this next budget. But obviously, anybody going around town this summer has noticed a lot of
Orange cones. Yeah, that's where the stock is.
That's right. It's going on right now. Where are we at on our current projects?
So good question. One that that I've certainly been paying a lot of attention to is the Denison Avenue project.
Yes.
This is from Anderson to Claflin. We've totally rebuilt the intersection of Denison and Claflin. This was all spurred by some new underground infrastructure that we put in, new water line to increase some capacity along that that side of the campus and that area of town. The commission had upzoned portions of that for some higher density development, so we needed to upgrade a little bit of our utilities there to make sure there weren't any issues there with the supply and reaching the levels and quantities and pressures that we needed there.
And how old were some of those utilities?
Some of them were very old and undersized. Mm-hmm. So that was something we wanted to make sure that we could take care of. And obviously, when you have a project like that, getting all that done in the summer when the lowest volume of traffic exists on that street is our goal.
So much of that student traffic.
It is, yeah. Yes, and faculty and staff and,
right.
and everything else. And so that's going to they are starting to roll back into town. That project is doing really well. I noticed that it looked like the overlay was complete and the striping, they were working on the striping. So our goal was to have that obviously done and open before school started back up. I think there's some sidewalk work and maybe some ADA ramps that they're finishing up along that corridor that still might be a little bit of work when school starts, but it'll just be a small lane change type segment work versus the road will get back open. And so that's going well. The other one that's kind of in that college area mode is up at Claflin and College Avenue, where you're on a four-way stop now. And we did got a grant to do a signal upgrade there and create a turning lane for the southbound leg going north, and that project is moving along nicely, and I think it'll get there before classes begin too. That one's a little bit closer to having be maybe right at the end of the project where that signal and that intersection will function normally. And of course, our other big one is out on West Anderson at Scenic Drive and Kimball at that intersection at the development that's occurring there, the major roundabout. The roundabout is nearly complete. Mm-hmm. The concrete and the apron are all formed. And so our goal there is to get the traffic moving through the new roundabout with the first football game. And it looks like that should happen based on what I've been briefed so far. The rest of the roadway on Anderson, though, will still have a significant construction through the fall. So there'll still be work zones and slower traffic segments, even though the primary movement, at least along Kimball and Scenic Drive, should be much improved once that roundabout gets open. And then there's the other is a project where you have in conjunction with the state of Kansas, which they're administering, which is the Diverging Diamond there at Seth Child Road and K-18, and so that work will continue into the fall. There's and will be subject to different phases. I think there's four phases on that particular project, and they're on phase two, and so there'll still be delays there once things come back. That was why we wanted to make sure we got the scenic route somewhat open for those big traffic events that occur.
Going back to Denison, will that also include that intersection at Claflin as well?
Yes, actually, the Claflin and Denison is open.
Oh, it is. Okay,
it's the south leg's not, but the rest of it is. And so, if you haven't seen that, very much improved. We had some significant joint failure in that particular intersections. We've made improved pedestrian crossing areas in that particular intersection, and so. Some very good improvements along that particular corridor.
And we do have a caller. Caller, you are on In Focus. Go right ahead.
Good morning.
Morning.
Ron, I was wondering what's going on in the alleys north of Points, just west of the mall. those alleys we worked a few years ago, and now it looks like they're being torn up again.
That's a new one for me. So I don't know if we've got a utility company in there. Have you noticed the, is it?
Larson's in there.
Larson Construction. I'm guessing they must be doing some work for a utility company. But
okay, I know that were torn up and redone years ago.
Yeah, we made a huge effort to increase, we did some storm drainage work and then re-poured all of those, both sides, the north and the south, and the 300, 400 blocks. So appreciate you making me aware of that.
Yeah. You know, one thing I want to add. Oh, is there another call?
Nope. Go ahead.
Okay. One thing I do want to say, one of the things with Manhattan, and if you go around other communities, you'll probably notice too, is when we talk about budget and a growing community, we do take care of the pipes and everything else as it erodes. I think our city manager and our city staff is very cognizant about updating them as quickly as we can so we don't have water issues or pipe issues, and we try to take care of it before we do have an enormous problem. Because some of those pipes, they've been there for 50, 60 years, and in some of those alleys and stormwater systems, those constantly need to be looked at and reevaluated because of the erosion and everything else that might be taking place. And if we are not consistent about updating them and keeping them up to par, we're going to have health issues, not just breakups here and there, but people will be impacted in an unhealthy manner, especially with water pipes and things of that sort. So I'm glad we're doing all of that as far as the water pipes and the infrastructure there is concerned. But that does take a lot of money, and our community and our citizens here value that. So, and we take it for granted because we don't have those concerns right now, but we see it in other areas. I see a light flicking.
Yep, we do have another, you know, another thing with that, you talk about some of that stuff being 50, 60 years old.
Yeah.
That was built for a way different population,
right?
Yes.
Of Manhattan back 50, 60 years ago. Caller, you're on In Focus. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Glad to hear you talk about the infrastructure. Some of our streets were put in 1918, so pretty soon they'll be 100 years old. Down on Juliet, that we're going to spend $400,000 and we shouldn't do anyway. You bring up a very good point, Mayor.
Thank you.
We need to be careful of what we're doing. You know, some of this infrastructure fails, and we have a earth shift, and we have to put several million dollars in sewage disposal and sanitary sewers. Maybe we'll look back and say, well, maybe we didn't need a reverse back diamond or whatever you call it out there. Maybe we didn't need a $6.9 million roundabout. Maybe we didn't need all that stuff. But it's going to be too late then because we've spent the money and we're obligated. But what we need to do is we need to quit the spending, lower the mill levy. We're putting all these new homes and things in, and they're paying high, high taxes. We should be able to spread that. We ought to be paying less taxes instead of more taxes. The only way we can have less taxes is if we stop spending. It's a very simple formula. Very simple formula. I think you're doing a great job. Keep up the good work. The city manager's doing a good job. You're all doing a good job there, but we have to control and curtail the spending. I'll listen for your answer. Thank you very much.
And I agree with your comments. I think we do need to look at spending very closely. And if you know this commission, you know, the five of us try to look at that very closely. But one of the things we're experiencing is as we grow, our traffic is also growing. Some of these roundabouts are diverging diamonds. I mean, they seem new to us, but the reason we've accepted them into our community is because they do help with traffic flow. And people who have not lived in New Jersey or anything, you still hear about traffic complaints. Oh, I had to wait in line so long. There's so much traffic. And these are people that are used to living in Manhattan. So they're feeling the impact of more cars on our road systems and the wear and tear that they're taking. And the roundabouts are supposed to be improve having fewer accidents. That's the main thing. And so we'll see. And again, we want your input as we make these decisions, but we try to take everything into consideration when we allot certain funds or give our city manager and our city staff the direction to take some of the funds that the public has entrusted us with. So thank you.
And I'll add to that. A couple of weeks ago, or maybe it's 3 weeks ago, it feels like a long time ago, but I was I took a little vacation, saw a college buddy in L.A.
Yeah.
For a few days. And you want to talk about traffic. Oh, my. I don't know how they're not revolting in that city with flames and pitchforks, because I found a new appreciation for Manhattan when I came back after seeing that. I mean, whatever.
I was there too. Yeah. You're right. And everybody takes Uber. If you're an Uber driver in LA, you're going to make millions of dollars.
But whatever your stereotypical idea of a traffic jam on an interstate is, take that times 100 there all the time. All the time.
I agree.
Do we have a call? No?
No.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, we're doing okay here in Manhattan. And, we're going to take a break. Okay. All right.
Sign language.
All right. Dave wants a break. We'll give him a break. More in focus here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News is presented by Strecker Nelson West Gallery. Visit snwgallery.com for details.